This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by The Station. The Station is downtown Dixon's premier event venue. Located inside historic Mulberry Mill, The Station is a perfect space for a wedding or reception, birthday party or baby shower, conference or class, photo or video shoot, and even a live music performance. Just a quick 45-minute commute from Nashville, Clarksville, and Columbia, The Station provides your guests with a classy and convenient experience in the heart of downtown Dixon's up-and-coming environment. To book your next event, please contact Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or email her at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. I don't know, just tell me a little bit about you and kind of, besides pasta, you know, what maybe you're interested in and doing and any kind of twerks somebody may be interested in knowing about you.
So I am from Virginia.
Okay.
About 2 hours west of D.C. in the mountains, Shenandoah Valley. Grew up there.
Is there a country song about that?
Yeah, so...
Or is it Shenandoah? Songs. That's the name of the
right
band. Okay.
But there is Country Roads Take Me Home.
Yeah.
It's in that.
Oh, so, there you go. You're famous.
Yeah. fun little fact, my little town is 17 miles from the border of West Virginia. A lot of stereotypes about West Virginia are sometimes true. And so my husband thought that I was from West Virginia for so long, and he kept telling people this, and I didn't know. And I would meet these people, and they'd be like, oh. And I'd be like, no. Finally, I figured out why they were thinking that of me. And I was like, no, we're close to West Virginia. We're in Virginia, though.
We're still divided by a
state
line.
We're still in there. But I grew up there. I loved it. And then I went to college at East Carolina University in North Carolina. Loved that. It was right on the coast. Grew up going there all the summers. My grandparents lived there, all that kind of stuff. And so after that, I majored in psychology because what was I going to do with my life? I didn't know. And I worked at a finance company, loved it, said, well, too late to go to college for something different. I'm just going to run with the finance thing. Decided to move to Nashville. I think before it was really cool. It's been like a decade now. Maybe before it was really popular.
Right before.
And so moved here. Got a job working in commercial banking, just worked my way from there. I do a lot of volunteer work. I've sat on the board with a couple different organizations in Nashville.
Cool.
Like Kids and Dogs, try to help all the organizations that help the kids and the dogs.
What organizations are you working with?
Nashville Children's Alliance.
What do they do?
They provide therapy and help with like court cases for physically and sexually abused kids. There's one in each county.
Okay.
So that one's in Davidson County. There would be one in Dixon County, Williamson County, etc.
That whole section, that when it comes to kids, you, I mean, obviously you're pulling some heartstrings on that one, but just the statistics on sex trafficking and sex abuse and all that is just, even if it's not right in front of your face, you know, a lot of us don't see it on a daily basis. Thank goodness. But, you know, the market out there for something like that is just unbelievable right now.
They usually have a waiting list of about 60 kids just to see somebody to get basically they do interviews with the kids, forensic interviews basically, where police watch on the other side of the door to pick up, record, and then they use that in court cases. And then they also follow that child to do therapy through the age of 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's a lifelong journey almost, or at least half of it. So how do the kids get involved? I mean, is it just like a family member that may alert somebody, or do they bring themselves in? Or
so it's completely free of charge. It is in with like the police department and all that. They're all in the same building. All the services are free. Once it's reported to like the police, then they get the name of that child and can reach out and schedule all the follow-up. Okay.
So they have to like go kick down doors and stuff, or
well, like if you were in that situation and you said, "Well, I have a therapist that I, you know, my child can see. We have health insurance. We have, you know, the means to do that." Okay, you know, that's okay. You can do that. If it were a situation where the cops have already investigated or done more into it where they don't need an initial interview, then they're not involved. So it's somebody who calls and says, I don't know what to do. This has been reported, or I saw this. We got to figure something out. That's where they come in.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And so what's your role with the organization?
Just a board member. Oh, cool. So we don't know any information about the kids. We're not involved in any of that, just for legal reasons.
Right.
So just a board member, just like fundraising and
trying
to get awareness, that kind of thing.
So do you help plan the fundraisers and stuff too?
Yeah.
I guess as a board member, those aren't easy to do either.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm on like three different boards right now, and it's just all over the place trying to get it marketed, and ticket sales are, you know, crazy how that works. So are y'all doing like seated dinners or live auctions or just...
They do some of that. They do. Okay. We just had one in October that they partner with the Nashville Police Department for like a talent show.
Oh,
so the different law enforcement, whether it be detective or on cop on the streets, any of it, if they have a talent, they can come and perform, and they have a ton of talents. This is not like your high school talent show. They're like actually good.
This is like America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really good. They do like singing, instruments, like all the things.
Cool.
And then they usually have like a special guest, like artist come and sing, like one time Lauren Elena, different people that like come and do that. And so with that, they have an entire silent auction going on at the same time. That's their big fall push.
Okay. Where do they do that?
At Nashville Palace by like Opryland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Pretty good turnout usually.
Opry Mills, I guess. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's always nice. Great. Planning a big event like that and having nobody show up is a pretty tough thing. I know that they gave it a good shot for the chamber sound on the ground thing.
Oh, yeah.
A little poor turnout, but that's okay. You know, it's only year two of them doing that, but Corey at the chamber put in a lot of work, so... I'm just glad it turned out the way it did, and you know, they'll do it again next year for sure.
I feel like I always miss out on Saturday events because I'm at markets.
You can compose yourself on it, yeah.
And I'm like, darn it, I missed that.
Well, one day you'll be able to find some help, you know, and
yeah.
That's always the plan too for growth. So, so y'all moved from whereabouts in Bellevue did y'all live?
On Sawyer Brown, like behind the mall, the old new mall that they tore down.
Complex or whatever they had over there.
Mm-hmm. So we had a little house in like the Cross Timbers.
Cool. I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I grew up, right next to the Loveless actually. Yeah. Still probably, well, I say it's underdeveloped, but that high, that stretch of High 100 is getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got its own little community now.
Yeah, they really do. With like a Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Once you get a Dairy Queen, you're on the map, baby.
Right.
You're on the map. Yeah. And then they've got now a massive NHC facility.
Mm-hmm.
They just put in a huge, like across the street on Pasco Road, like $1 billion development of homes and townhomes and church. And
that's crazy.
All kinds of stuff. I know.
I mean, Bellevue just got too busy.
Absolutely.
When we moved there, we had lived there for like 7 years in apartments and then decided to buy a house. And when we bought that house, the mall that was old was like leveled. There was nothing there. Mm. There were talks and plans about building it again. And then it started building and then it just became like huge. There were huge apartments with it. There was like the Ford Ice Center. It was just like busy all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We needed to escape that.
Yeah. And so you moved to
Burns.
Mm-hmm. Where at in Burns?
By Montgomery Bell.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And do you like Burns so far?
Yes, we love it.
It's growing as well. I think Burns is a little underutilized at the moment.
Yeah.
They're trying real hard, and I think Morgan's doing a great job over there with everything she's trying to stir up and put them on the map too.
But a lot of times when people say like, oh, where do you live? I'll be like, oh, out towards Dixon in this place, you know, a little town called Burns. I'm like, oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for visiting. I appreciate it. Yeah. Dixon's growing as well too. So, I mean, what, your move out to Dixon, obviously it's been, a pretty successful one. I mean, is a lot of your business here in town? Are you all over the place?
Most of my business is in town.
Okay.
Dixon or Burns. Couple in Charlotte, but all of it pretty close. I mean, I was only doing markets here up until April.
Okay.
So then in April, when I signed on to do the market in Gallatin, that opened like a whole new book because I didn't know anybody there at all. Thought I'd try it out.
Yeah.
And I had this one woman, she is so sweet. She was an older woman. And every single week she would come and buy every meal that I had pre-made. Oh, she loved them that much.
Sweet.
And she was like, I just put them in my freezer. Oh, and I mean, that's so awesome. She probably lived alone. Like, you sure, know, she sure. just threw them in the oven and she would eat them for a month. And then when I would come back the next month, she'd buy them all again.
That's so nice.
So I hope that they had, it's called Inside Out Markets. And it's kind of like a high cotton concept, like smaller vendors okay. inside one building. And then they had like a small little cafe inside. And so I've done some talks with them about maybe doing like a feature night with my pasta and then like coming, you know, serving my pasta
okay.
as their dinner that night or something.
Cool.
And I hope to be able to do like drop offs once a month, something like that. Cause I do have people that want pasta now up there.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah. Wow. So you are expanding the market. So I guess this, the festival thing is probably going to be where it's at for a little yeah. bit until you can find some space.
Yeah. I just did one last week in Murfreesboro. My husband grew up there.
Okay.
So family and friends out there, you know, could I have a lot of orders out that way because of them, word of mouth, all that. Cool. So that was successful.
Good, good. Do you have competition at these festivals? I feel like this is a pretty niche pretty type niche. Thing.
There's some in Nashville, like okay. in central Nashville, like downtown, okay. That do some pastas, fresh pastas. They are a lot bigger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have like huge industrial machines
okay.
that are cranking out the fresh pasta, and I can't do that.
Not yet. Yeah, not yet. Not yet. And that's what I was saying about Dixon, too, a couple episodes ago, is that it's such a nice area to start a business because it's just developed enough to where there's, I think, last count was like 54, 55,000 people that live here. And the median income is going up as well, too. Job quality is going up as well. So, you know, those people that would typically go buy the boxed pastas or things like mm-hmm. that, now you have a whole new market for yeah. somebody that has pretty much no competition.
Right.
You know, that's fantastic. And you can kind of pick a little thing and do it and do some little test runs. And, you yeah. know, you're not going to lose a whole market of people right. if something messes up or whatever it may be. There's yeah. people here are a little more forgiving than Nashville. Yeah,
probably so. Yeah. I would agree. I get a lot of people that will come back, that will buy like one small little bag.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, okay, thanks. And then they'll come back next time and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this is what it was going to taste like. Like, please give me more.
Give me a trash bag full yeah. of it, please.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like, I enjoy that because I felt like at first I'm like, do these people even like it? Are they even cooking it? Are they taking it home and thinking like, oh, I don't know, and just like sure. leaving it? But then they I've now gotten a lot of repeats and have steady customers that want all the time. So oh, that makes so me feel better.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It always takes just a little bit to get off the ground, you know, and spread the word, like doing trivia. It sucked for a little bit, yeah. you know, but it just took like being consistent about
right.
it and moving forward and changing things up and different marketing and better prizes and just random right. stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Starting a business is fun. It's also a headache though.
It's not. I think I've done better or been able to balance it because it's been slower.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like had I made my first Facebook post and I would have had 500 orders that day, I wouldn't have known what to do.
Sure.
So I am glad that it was a slow build and not just like this immediate craziness.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, it allows yeah. you time to, you know, adjust and be flexible on the yeah. whole thing.
Thanks again to the station for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to book your next wedding or reception, baby shower or birthday party, conference or class, photo or video shoot, or even a live music performance, please reach out to Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or shoot her an email at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.